This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting was reported in Gaza on Friday as Israel's military resumed combat operations against Hamas, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
This air raid siren booming across southern Israel early on Friday signaled the end of 7 days of quiet. It sounded as a rocket flew towards Israel, said by its forces to be fired from Gaza, in the hour before the extended truce with Hamas was set to expire. The Israeli military said it intercepted projectiles and accused the Palestinian militant group of violating their truce. And so, it said, it resumed combat, with the ceasefire ending at 7 a.m. local time. Smoke was seen over Gaza as heavy fighting was reported.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. An Israeli government spokesperson said U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas violated the ceasefire by launching rocket fire and not releasing female and children hostages, as agreed under a temporary truce deal that ended Friday morning. Ilan Levy said Hamas was still holding on to hostages in violation of humanitarian law and every norm of humanity.
Having chosen to hold on to our women, Hamas will now take the mother of all thumpings.
Hamas said Israel bore responsibility for the end of the truce. A day earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials and urged them to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as they seek to destroy Hamas. Blinken arrived Friday at the COP28 climate talks in Dubai, where he was to meet with Arab foreign ministers and other officials. The health ministry of Hamas-controlled Gaza said 32 people had been killed on Friday. This is VOA News. There is backlash against pro-Palestinian protesters in Australia after relatives of Israelis kidnapped by Hamas were forced to flee their hotel to seek safety at a Melbourne police station. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Israelis are in Australia to meet with politicians and others as part of a global campaign to publicize the plight of Hamas hostages in Gaza. The Israelis were reportedly ushered to a police station by private security guards. The Israeli embassy in Canberra later said in a statement that the delegation was made to feel unsafe by the protest. Jacinta Allen, the Victoria State Premier, told local media that the behaviour of the protesters was appalling. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Russia on Friday claimed its troops were progressing in all areas of the Ukrainian front, despite observers seeing little movement more than a year and a half after Moscow launched a full-scale assault on Ukraine. Despite the front lines having barely shifted in 2023, fighting has remained intense, with nearly encircled industrial town of Avdiivka the latest flashpoint. Russia launched a renewed bid to capture the war-battered town in October, and analysts suggest Moscow's forces have made incremental gains, though at enormous human cost. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for action, saying Earth's vital signs are failing during a speech at COP28 International Climate Talks in Dubai. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Guterres tells an audience, which included world leaders, record emissions, ferocious fires, deadly droughts, and the hottest year ever. We can guarantee it.
And minutes to midnight for the 1.5 degree limit. But it is not too late. We can, you can, prevent planetary crash and burn.
Guterres says he fears climate chaos is fanning the flames of injustice. The UN's Secretary General also referred to inequality and conflicts, mentioning the return of bombing in Gaza on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
George Santos's brief career in the U.S. House of Representatives could come to an end on Friday when fellow lawmakers are due to vote on whether to expel him over criminal corruption charges and accusations of misspending campaign money. The 35-year-old indicted Republican Party congressman has been mired in controversy since his 2022 election. He has admitted fabricating much of his biography, and federal prosecutors accuse him of laundering campaign funds and defrauding donors. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.